really believe in each other. We have a lot of unity, you know, and I think we really played that way last week, and we're going to keep that going this week.
One final segment of Texans Extra Points with Wade Smith and with Sean Pendergast. And very quickly, you can make a case that Dwayne Brown was the offensive MVP for this team right this year, right?
Definitely. It's a marked difference from when the first 4 weeks when he wasn't here to when he came in, and in the run game especially, he was able to help bring the two together and start having an established run game throughout the season. He's had a great year in pass protection as well. And after an injury like that, you just really got to give your hats up to him for what he's been able to do.
Really impressive stuff, and he's going to have to contend with a front seven that's a little bit different than the last time you saw these guys.
Yeah, we've been talking about differences between the first time these teams played and this time coming up, and we haven't even mentioned Jamie Collins' name yet, who might have been their most talented defensive player. Had an interception the first time the two teams played.
Great play.
That's how good this defense is. They, like the Texans, play really good team defense, and Bill Belichick's like, hey, you want too much in your next contract, we're going to trade you to Cleveland, our best player.
So he's
obviously, him not being there, it has not impacted their ability to play defense at all. And Dwayne, and you know, especially the right side of that offensive line, has been kind of beleaguered at times in the second half of the season, so they're going to be under a lot of heat. And I'm with Wade on Dwayne. I could not have more respect for Dwayne Brown, and what he's done to come back from this injury is remarkable.
He is the man, and he wasn't playing the last time these
That's
two
right.
teams squared off. Okay, we're minutes away from kickoff. Let's get down to it. Keys to a Texans win. How could it happen?
First and foremost, they're going to have to play the most intelligent game that they played all year. That's offense, defense, special teams. That's assignment football and technique football. Bill Belichick-led teams, they're the smartest team that I've ever played against, and it's always the same. So anything that you make a mistake assignment-wise, they're going to take advantage of that. So you can't do that. And technique-wise, Tom Brady is a great passer that can read coverages with the best of them. And so if you're not playing your technique right, he's going to take advantage of that. The second thing is offensively, when they put seven in a box, you have to run the ball effectively. Last game we played them, they had seven in a box. We didn't run the ball worth anything. You're not going to give yourself a chance. When they put eight in a box, you have to make your plays outside and win those one-on-one matchups.
Play smart, run the ball. How about you?
Yeah, I'll reiterate one thing I said before, is that make sure that they get threes instead of sevens when they get down into the red zone. Red zone defense, I think, is just as important, more important maybe for the Texans than their red zone offense, because we know what they are, red zone offense. They're going to need to hit some big plays. I'll add a little corollary to that. I would put Will Fuller returning both kicks and punts in this game. High ceiling, put your most explosive guys in that position. The second one I would say is the first quarter. Make sure you're not turning the ball over, and make sure you're not down 10-0 or 14-0 at the end of the first quarter like you've been in some of these road games. Make sure you're still standing and punching at halftime and see how it goes.
I'm with you, man. Be special on special teams, and you can't have any of the problems you've had the last few weeks, as well as the ones you had in that game against New England, and stay clean. You've just got to have ball security, get some takeaways, and do it. Okay, guys, thanks so much for coming on. We will be back next week with another Texans Extra Points. Don't know if we'll be playing football or not, but I hope we are, and I think we are. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Have a good one. Enjoy the game, and we will talk to you again very soon.